Thank you very much and welcome back. Friday, we have come to the end of National Agriculture Week. National Ag Day was Tuesday, but the entire week was the celebration of farmers who provide food, fuel, and fiber to the world.
We pay tribute to America's farmers.
We can always depend on American farmer to be there and deliver that quality of food.
The annual National Agriculture Day and National Agriculture Week in March gives well-deserved recognition for those who produce the food, feed, fiber, fuel, and forestry products necessary for everyone. It provides opportunity for supporters and stakeholders of farming, ranching, and forestry, from those who live from the land to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins.
Everything that makes our country great has been brought to us through our ag and agrarian history.
To tell the story of agriculture to the nation and to the world.
For over 50 years, the Agriculture Council of America has proudly celebrated the important contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Ag Day.
This year, March 18th, according to farm broadcaster Mike Pearson. National Ag Day, just one part of National Agriculture Week, held the third week of the third month. And as Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins observes,
National Ag Day, I think, is the opportunity to come together, to celebrate, to elevate, to honor what has truly made America the greatest country in the history of the world.
It's farmers and ranchers. It's agricultural history and agrarian legacy. That according to the secretary.
Ag Day is kind of the culmination of that. It's not just a look back, but for me, and perhaps more exciting, is it's a look forward and what we can do to help continue our farmers and our ranchers to achieve new heights of prosperity moving forward.
USDA headquarters in Washington, D.C. in past years has served as a primary site for the National Ag Day celebration. And this year, the tradition continues. The event itself and the presentation of selected video essay contest entries via the Ag Day website, www.agday.org, and through winners participating at the USDA National Ag Day event. Celebration of agriculture through videos such as those produced by first place essay contest winner Dunvi Nguyen of Florida.
Farmers today face major challenges, but innovation is changing the game. From AI-powered tractors to hydroponic farming, technology is shaping the future of food.
Second place video essay winner Kristen Dallas of Nevada.
Most Americans may not realize the diligent labor that is put into the agricultural industry each and every day. But the reality is, these farmers are some of America's greatest heroes when it comes to maintaining national security.
And third place winner Isabella Newell of Illinois.
Food is a resource shared across the nation, and any issue or bacteria that is in the food will affect all citizens in the country. Not only does food need to be safe, but it should also be available to everyone in the nation.
Events such as the USDA National Ag Day Ceremony and similar activities on a local, state, and countrywide level add to the awareness of how much agriculture plays a role in our everyday lives, and how much innovation and technology will play a role in providing the basics of food, clothing, and shelter, and beyond that, a way of life going forward. The annual AgriPulse Food and Ag Summit held during National Ag Week featured this year a panel looking at potential innovations to address current ag issues.
Drip irrigation technology. We are finding this amazing tech that made the desert bloom almost, I think we're going into our 75th year this year, is actually Swiss Army knife. It's now addressing multiple problems.
When I listen to them, I hear a lot of requests around, I need more tools, not less. I want to bring a lot of this technology together. And there's some concern there. Will we have enough of that technology in our hands? Can we get a hold of it more quickly?
We've been deploying AI solutions for several years now, so our autonomy or tillage solution uses computer vision and machine learning. So the cameras are the eyes of that machine, and then the machine learning algorithms are really the brains of that machine, seeing what are the cameras seeing, and then what should that machine do with what it's seeing? Should it stop? Should it continue? Does it need to pause?
National Agriculture Week allows, well, perhaps anyone with a connection with agriculture, whether producer, buyer, seller, or consumer, to realize, in reality, every day should be a celebration of agriculture.
Thank you, Rod Bain, for putting together that tribute to farmers. We've got one more break. We're coming right back on Inside Agriculture.